This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. Venezuela continues to struggle with keeping the power on. The capital of Caracas lost power completely for a time Friday night. Venezuela suffered its worst blackouts early this month and then another round of power outages that paralyzed commerce this past week. Both the opposition and the government planned demonstrations on Saturday as they tried to resolve a debilitating standoff in what was once one of Latin America's wealthiest countries. Meantime, President Trump weighed in on Friday, calling Venezuela, in his words, a big fat mess. This on a day when White House officials hinted that economic sanctions may be on the way. The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a list of options, including economic sanctions for dealing with the presence of Russian troops in Venezuela. The Special Envoy to Venezuela said it would be a mistake for Russia to think they have a free hand in Venezuela. While Britain remains entangled in a promise to leave the European Union without a workable plan, the White House says President Trump is eager to cut a bilateral trade deal with an independent Britain. Hours after British lawmakers rejected a Brexit plan for a third time Friday, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told reporters when Britain leaves the EU, the U.S. will be standing right there waiting for them. He said President Trump empathizes with embattled Prime Minister Theresa May, who says the implications are grave.
It should be a matter of profound regret to every member of this House that once again we have been unable to support leaving the European Union in an orderly fashion.
Friday's vote came on the day Britain originally was scheduled to leave the EU. The European Council has called a meeting for April the 10th. As always, for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or our mobile app, VOA News. This is